For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining us once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. It is now Wednesday morning. Good morning. I must be the calendar checker-upper of the century. I don't know why I do that. I guess because I'm sitting here with notes in front of me marking each day, and so I'm just delivering that to you. So I hope you're having a great Wednesday morning so far. But look, I'm loving this teaching we just began, and it just hits home in so many ways, but I'm calling this Great is Thy Faithfulness. That's out of Lamentations 3:23, but I'm really targeting Abraham out of Genesis 12, verses 1 through 3, and then verse 4, his response. Three things Abraham did as he faced uncharted territory. You ever face the unknown? Maybe God's calling you out to face something, and you're like, wow, I don't know if I can do this. Well, in your own strength, of course you cannot. But in God's strength, you can do all things. And so not only does he call you out to be saved, but he then calls you out with a land, a border, a territory, a purpose. And that's where we are right now. And so we see in Genesis 12, 4, Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him. This is key. Number one of our three things Abraham did, Abram, I keep calling him Abraham after the divine exchange, but three things Abraham did as he faced the unknown. Number one, he set his heart, my brethren, to obey the Lord. Well, how do you know, Anna? Because in Genesis 12, 4, he departed, here we go, as the Lord spoke to him. He obeys. He doesn't know what, you know, God says, get out of your territory, out of your city. He says, yes, sir. He obeys. So if you're facing some uncharted territory, getting a little shaky, you need some courage. Just set your heart to obey God. Just look to God and say, God, I don't know what I think about that, but you're stirring me to, and you fill in the blank. You're setting your mind. You're setting your heart. Keep it set, Colossians will tell you. Don't waver. You're doing your best. You're doing what you need to do. You set your heart to obey God. That's going to give you courage as you're facing uncharted territory. Amen. Isn't that good? Next thing Abram did, he was confident in God's strength. See, God's the one who spoke to him. So man, all the pressure goes back onto God's shoulders, and God can handle it. That's what we do when we're facing uncharted territory. Maybe it's a, I don't know, you know, spouse situation, children situation, school situation, I don't know, health situation. Set your heart to listen to God and obey God. And number two, get confident in God's strength, not your own. Philippians 2:13, it is God who is at work within me. See, this helps. You're transferring all that worry and nonsense onto God. Remember, he said, don't be anxious, but pray. All right, I hope you're signing up for the Book of Ephesians coming in September. It's free, but you got to register. Go to AnnaDonahueMinistries.com. More tomorrow on Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.